You're listening to SBS News.
On a bumpy and dusty road in the vast jungles of northern Malaysia, we're on our way to meet a remote indigenous Malaysian tribe. The Temiya people of Perak State have lived in this area for thousands of years, but only recently has it come under attack from a very modern threat. Logging and clearing the land for palm oil plantations has affected the lives of the villagers here in Chunek Village, who rely on the forest for traditional food and medicine. Village leader Pam Bin Yik says this area is of cultural and spiritual significance to the Temiya people, as well as bringing practical benefits to their way of life.
Bagi kami orang asli di Malaysia lah.
We, as the indigenous people of Malaysia, the land is the source of our economy. We get most of our resources from the forest, like medicine, the thatch for our roofs, and our food source. That's why we don't want to let the loggers in.
Atap cucuk, atap ni apa bertam, dan kita punya lantai buluh lah macam tu lah. Yang kita tak mau bagi pemalakan yang masuk.
After years of logging in the area, the villagers have had enough. In January, Palm and others here set up a logging blockade. A makeshift fence of long wooden sticks tied together, blocking the mountain road used by logging trucks. Despite threats from the local police and the logging companies, the blockade has held, and no trucks have passed through this section of jungle. Coordinator of the non-government organisation, the Centre for Orang Asli Concerns, Colin Nicholas, says the underlying issue facing the Temiya people is the government's refusal to recognise their land rights.
But of course the bigger problem is not so much this encroachment of loggers and outsiders and so on. It's the non-recognition of the peoples here as the owners of the traditional territories. So that's the bigger issue.
In May last year, Malaysia's federal government changed for the first time in 61 years since independence. The opposition Pakatan Harapan Coalition came to power with a suite of promises designed to help protect Indigenous Malaysians' rights and welfare. But 10 months on from the election and those on the ground have seen little change. Deputy Minister for Rural Development Sivarasa Rasia acknowledged the change had been slow. He also noted that many of the issues, such as land rights and logging permits, lay with the state government.
I think there's a lot more to do. The delivery mechanism is still through the civil service, and we're dealing with a civil service that got used to a Barisan Nasional style of delivery, the previous government's style of delivery. We're trying to change that slowly. I think there's got to be much more sensitization about the realities of the Orang Asli community and how we're going to solve their problems. So I think we're making some progress, but we've got a long way to go.
Back in Chunek village, the Temiya gather wood from the forest to burn under huge pots, cooking the night's meal. Palm says the logging blockade is as much about ensuring that there's something to pass on to the next generation.
Tanah wilayah adat ni memang kita kena nak jaga.
We take care of our traditions and our land for the future generations, and that is why this land is important to us. If it is possible in the future, we want the head of state to give us right of the land.
Kerajaan negeri kita nak dia nak iktirafkan tanah adat kita.
Jani Blakali in Chunek Village in Perak, Malaysia, for SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.